Now we've learnt that.
Excellent. Okay, so if we think back to our gospel reading, we heard about the story of the two builders. One built their house on the rock, which was this side, and one that built their house on the sand. So the first day, our first sort of key word to do with the Champions Challenge was trainer, and Jesus as our trainer. Jimmy's wearing some trainers.
I'm wearing trainers.
And I believe there are some hidden objects around
Can
the
Can anyone see a pair of trainers Indeed. Anywhere around the church?
I've got some very cold feet
I'll give you a clue. They're not on people's feet. Matt seems to have lost his trainers. Can anyone see
Can
Matt's
anyone
trainers?
Can anyone find my trainers?
Ah, there's some people over there pointing.
Would someone like to bring it up to us?
Anyone want to go and grab those smelly trainers? Well done, Daisy. I'm going to grab them. Bring them to the front. So our first word was trainers. What was our second word?
Our second word has to do with a box of plasters. Can anyone see a box of plasters near
Thank
them? I'll give you a clue. It's near a radiator.
Box of plasters by a
Got
radiator.
It? Could it's someone not... come and bring it up?
So what was that word, Julia? It wasn't
now,
plasters, was it?
It's not plasters, because what are plasters? What do plasters do? Well, they heal. Well, they don't heal people, but they help when someone is hurt.
Indeed.
And our word for Tuesday was physio.
So our first word was trainer. Second word was physio.
Second word was physio, because Jesus is like our physio. So we had a story about a centurion who had a sick slave. And he was about to die. And the centurion went to Jesus and said, "Can you heal my slave?" And Jesus did it without even being there.
It's amazing.
Whoa.
So Jesus was like a trainer because he tells us what to do. Jesus like a physio because he can heal us. And Jesus was our third day,
was our teammate.
Teammate. Now, can anyone see near them a little man?
A little paper man.
A little paper man. That's the key thing, because actually otherwise it's really, really easy, because there's lots of us in here who are men. So anyone see any paper men? Have we got a paper man anywhere?
I think Sam's
found
them.
It.
We've got a paper man.
Sam,
do you
want
to bring
out
the paper man, Sam?
Now, there's something very special about this paper man.
Sam, do you want to stay here? You can help us hold this at the front. Would you like to do that?
Good stuff.
Now, this paper man is not just one paper man, but several paper men.
Many, many paper men. For our word for the third day was?
For the fourth day was substitutes.
Third day was teammate.
Oh, sorry, teammate. Third day was teammate.
Was teammate.
Because Jesus invites us to share in what he does. So it's like we're his teammates.
What was our story for day three?
Day three was about Jesus feeding the 5,000. And he helped his disciples helped him do that, but he gave them the bread and they passed it out. He got them involved, and then he sent them out. Fourth day, we had another word that was a sporting word, and this word was substitute. Now, can anyone see near them an old and smelly football shirt? And you're not allowed to point at the one I'm wearing at the moment, because it was washed this weekend. Anyone see an old and smelly football shirt anywhere? I don't know where this one's hidden.
I do.
Okay.
It's on the floor.
On the floor. Everyone look on the floor. It's white.
Oh, I think we found it.
Have we found it?
We found it.
Excellent. Brilliant. Do you want to take that, Chloe?
I think you mean it was white.
It was white. It's not white anymore, is it? It's all kind of dirty and mucky. Because on the fourth day, we thought about how Jesus is our substitute. And it's like he takes our old and mucky things... and he swapped it for something new. So I was wearing that football shirt, and I got all muddy on Thursday. But I then swapped it for a nice clean T-shirt, which Indeed. Is like what Jesus does for us.
Indeed.
On the cross?
On the cross, yes.
Fantastic. Now, the final day, we had the counting up of scores. And obviously, someone had to win. And unfortunately, it was Jimmy.
Hooray!
But... what do winners get?
Winners get trophies.
They do.
And medals.
And medals and prizes and things like that. Have we got one of those anywhere?
I think there might be one of those somewhere.
Can anyone see a medal near them? I think we've got it already.
Daisy's
bring it out to the front. So on the fifth day.
So our last day, our last word was winner, which it conveniently says on this medal.
So these are all things that Jesus is for us. He's our trainer. Hold up the trainer. He is our healer, our physio. He is our teammate. He is our substitute. And he is our winner. Because when Jesus died on the cross for our sins, he didn't stay dead. He came back after 3 days. Now, this is a good summary of what it is that we've learned. But there is something else. You see, Holiday Club finished on Friday. Very sad. But actually, what really matters is how we go on from here. There's one more prop that we've got hidden around the church. And it's to do with my favourite football team. If you can't guess what my favourite football team is, have a look at the shirt I'm wearing. Can anybody see anything else to do with the mighty Arsenal hidden around the church? It might be hidden in plain sight. It might be up on a wall, perhaps. Have a look around you. Can anybody see anything on a wall or a pillar, perchance, that has some Arsenal thing on it?
I suppose for this part of the congregation here, the appropriate line might be.
I think we've got it. Well done, Erin. If you can unhook that, well done, and bring that to the front for us. This is our final thing. This is my Arsenal calendar. This tells me what happens each day. It tells me when Arsenal are playing. It tells me to not arrange meetings for that evening. It tells me to do all of those things. And it's important because it tells us what's happening next. And this is true for us. You see, the Holiday Club isn't the end of our Jesus story. The Jesus story carries on with you and with me each day as we carry on trying to be someone who looks to Jesus to be our trainer, as we look to Jesus to be someone who heals us, as we look to Jesus as someone who's our teammate, as we look to Jesus as someone who's our substitute, as we look to Jesus as someone who's our winner, we also carry on looking ahead to a Jesus who wants us to keep on walking our journey alongside him for the rest of our lives, because he has got a very special role for each one of us. Thank you, guys. You can pop your props back on the stand there, and you can go and sit down. Because that is what we did at Holiday Club. We learn about Jesus. And we think that following Jesus is the best decision you could ever make. And it doesn't stop with 5 days in a hall. It doesn't stop with the muck. It doesn't stop with gunge. It doesn't stop with winning. Woohoo! It carries on for the rest of our lives. We're invited to follow Jesus. And so that's why we come together as church, to help each other.